Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Working Title here on CGLO 1690 AM. If you missed the beginning of our show, I was just about to start talking to Cleo about the term riding shotgun or calling shotgun and where that kind of came to be in our English language. And so, Cleo, like, what do you think? Wild guess, like, why?
I can't remember. I think somebody at some point told me that, riding shotgun came from when gangsters would be doing like drive-bys or things like that, or just the person who was in the passenger seat of the car was always operating the gun, and so like that's why it was called shotgun. That I just somebody told me that one time.
And so you're right, it actually did end up kind of going all the way back, or all the way kind of to the future with like drive-by shootings. But where it kind of started was, you know, in the old West, when you had a stagecoach, right? You know, when you were riding out in the middle of the wilderness, you know, there could be any sort of bandits, you know, maybe some angry natives who wants, maybe want some justifiable revenge on you, some angry animals that are coming in. It's like, but, you know, people needed to protect themselves while they were riding in a vehicle. And so usually the person who was sitting next to the driver would ride shotgun, which was named the expression. And it was derived from the term shotgun messenger, which a shotgun messenger is usually a person on like a train or guarding like a post office or something like they were basically an armed guard that would transport messages and or valuable goods. Was what the term was. So there was always a shotgun messenger on a train. There was always a shotgun messenger, like, you know, to guard freight. And eventually when, shotguns kind of became, and rifles became a bit more commonplace, like, in everyday life, most coaches would have one in their passenger seat. And so it became, it wasn't something people kind of fought over back in the day. I feel like they have now, but it was quite literally, you were riding next to the driver, holding the shotgun, keeping your eyes if anything was going to happen.
Intense job, holy moly.
Yeah, exactly, right? and it's funny because, you know, they, it was normally, you know, on a stagecoach or a train, and they were in charge of like overseeing and guarding like a private shipment. Usually it was like a strong box or like a safe on a train. The people like usually were, like I said, in the front.
Find your place.
Wells Fargo back in the day, apparently, they used to, before they had their shotgun messengers, they used to, they used to have just their stagecoach with if you saw a Wells Fargo stagecoach with no messenger, people realized that meant there wasn't really anything valuable on the coach. Is okay. What it was. And so normally you were armed with like a short, you know, like a 12 gauge shotgun or a double barrel shotgun. And these weapons will be kind of referred to as messenger shotguns, or more commonly today, they're still referred to as coach guns. If you've ever heard that term, usually if you look at the word coach gun, you'll get, a double barrel looking kind of old West shotgun looking thing. Apparently the term first appeared in like an old West book, like a turn of the century, like I said, 1880s in a Wells Fargo handbook. But then it was in popular, like the term like gunslinger and riding shotgun, like saying riding shotgun, came from a book in 1905 called The Sunset Trail. I have a couple examples of some robberies where
people were riding shotgun.
Yeah, people were riding shotgun that we'll get sick to a little bit. I was looking into this and I just thought it was like, it's just so cool. It's just one of those things that it's like, oh yeah, makes complete sense why it would be called that, but you know, you just like, I never thought about looking into the history of it, you know?
Absolutely. I had like an epiphany, just the most basic, stupid epiphany ever. Like it was something that was so obvious, but I just never thought of it. And I was thinking about the phrase play it by ear.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, oh yeah, it's like when you, because my grandfather used to play all of his songs like by ear. He would to be able to figure something out by ear.
Put that two and two together.
Yeah, like I just never made the connection. Stupid idiot. Like, and I was like, oh my god, obviously that's why.
No, that's awesome.
There's so many things about them. You just use them all the time, and then like one day someone's like, I wonder where that came from.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's just like, you know, why have we been saying this for like thousands of years?
And thank God you're here to tell us.
Yeah, exactly. Thank God for Working Title.
Thank God for Working Title. Our show is so important. Educating the people.
Exactly. And so before we kind of get more to our Stagecoach and Riding Shotgun, I got two more new songs, new CanCon. Again, like I said, the CanCon gods just showered us with some new music and some Canadian content this week. We got
amazing
new songs from Billy Talent, new album, again, released just over the weekend. We got Reckless Paradise and I Beg to Differ, This Will Get Better by Billy
Talent. Wow.
Yeah.
No, I'm really impressed. Like, he's still releasing music.
Hey, listen, he's still releasing music and they still sound good. So I just want to say, like, good for you, Billy Talent.
Yeah, go you.
Exactly. All right, so don't touch that dial now. We'll be right here more with some Working Title after this. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone, to Working Title. That was just Billy Talent with some Reckless Paradise, and I Beg to Differ. So, yeah, so Cleo, a little historical example of a man riding a shotgun.
On the evening of
March 15th, 1881, the Kinnear Company stagecoach carrying about $26,000 US dollars in silver bullion, which is the equivalent to like $697,000 in 2020.
Oh my God.
Yeah, is en route from Boomtown, Tombstone, Arizona, the famous Tombstone, to Benson, Arizona, the nearest freight terminal. Bob Hall, who'd run for the Pima sheriff, he was he was contesting an election. This sheriff who's riding shotgun is currently contesting an election. You know, he doesn't want to be riding shotgun anymore, you know, but he's still doing his day job. I don't know why this is included, but it's hilarious. He apparently lost the election due to ballot stuffing. Like, he was a cheater.
Like, he rigged it?
Yeah, like the guy was stuck still being a shotgun messenger for Wells Fargo because he had tried to run for sheriff, but he lost because he was caught stuffing the ballots.
Oh my God. Exactly. So he's just stuck in this miserable.
Exactly. So Bob Paul is a Wells Fargo shotgun messenger who's not happy with his life right now. He's taking the reins in the driver's seat because the usual driver is a well-known and popular man named Eli Bud Philpott, and he was ill. And so Philpott's riding shotgun. Yeah.
That's Eli Bud Philpott? Yeah,
Bud is his nickname. It's his with two D's.
Okay.
So Philpott's riding shotgun. So when they neared a Drew Station right outside Convention City, a man stepped in the road and commanded them to hold. And the three cowboys attempted to rob the stage. Paul in the driver's seat fired his shotgun and emptied his revolver rounds into the robbers, wounding a cowboy later identified as Bill Lennard in the groin. Poor Bill. Philpott riding shotgun and passenger Peter Roaring riding the rear dickey seat, which is like the back, kind of like third seat above him, were both shot and killed. The horses were spooked, and Paul wasn't able to bring the stagecoach under control for almost a mile, leaving the robbers with nothing. Paul, who normally rode shotgun, said he had thought the first shot killing Philpott would have been for him, you know? And so, and basically they were able to get to, get to Tombstone though, by the skin of their teeth. But yeah, two men were dead. The shotgun messenger and an extra passenger, but the bullion was able to still be delivered. But it's like, it was a dangerous job. This is like what it was like back then. You know, you were literally hired to be the guy, you know, literally like a bodyguard, you know, for payroll and all this stuff.
And this is probably a little bit late to ask this. Okay. Is Wells Fargo a bank?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't realize, maybe they're not super, super huge in Canada, but they're one of the oldest banks in the US. They're like, they're like really famous for literally like all of their stuff still, like all of their iconography is still like all stagecoaches and horses. Like they really like feather in their cap, like, oh, we were around in the old West, you know, like that's their whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I've heard the name like 1,000 times before, but I just didn't really know what they actually were.
But yeah. So then, when it was in 1858, is when they started issuing shotguns to the drivers and guards for like as standard issue. So it would be a coach gun, typically a 10 or 12 gauge short double barreled shotgun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever fired a gun before?
Yes, I did actually for the first time 2 years ago, right before COVID, actually. Mm-hmm.
America.
It only made me more terrified. I mean, like, it's crazy. Like, I... you know, like my older brother has guns, you know, he's always been the, like, I always joke that he was telling me everything that would be like on a conspiracy Joe Rogan style podcast before those existed, you know, like he would come to my room and be like, look what I just saw on Ancient Aliens, you know, but I love him. He's hilarious. And so, you know, he was always, I wouldn't say like a prepper, but he was always the one who liked guns in the family. And so I remember like a couple of years ago, he revealed, he was like, yeah, you know, I bought some of these guns, like whatever. And so, you know, my father, my little brother and I, we all went shooting with him because basically like, I was like, I want to do it at least once in my life. Right.
Yeah. Just to do it.
Just to do it. Just to experience it. See what that's like.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. So like, you know, I shot like an actual rifle and then like a Glock, like a little pistol.
Yeah.
And so like, you know, the rifle, like I was surprised, like, you know, the kick, it's all just like back into your shoulder, right?
But
it's pretty easy to control, which was, you know, but you know, it's got some kick, like whatever. But the pistol, I couldn't get over how like dumb easy it was to use. It made me literally be like, anybody can use this and anybody could literally kill somebody, you know? Like, like, yeah, I know. It's terrifying. We're getting dark, sorry. But that's it. It's like, you know, I was expecting to like hit myself in the face with the gun and it was like not anywhere coming close.
Yeah, much kick, it was just know? Like,
it's like,
as easy as you imagine pulling.
It was, oh God. And so maybe, yeah, it just makes me more terrified. I strongly suggest if you want to learn, you know, if you're a good shot or whatever, go to a shooting range, you know, and try it out. But yeah, it's definitely, it's definitely crazy. It was a fun experience. I definitely like had fun going to the shooting.
Yeah.
You know,
but you still, you know, thinking about the magnitude of what a gun is and the power it holds is like, very intense.
I think that's what it is. It just made me like, I guess, respect them as a weapon, I think, a bit more.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's this dark huge and... derailment.
Yeah. Sorry about this derailment about my by
gun-wielding American relatives.
Yeah, exactly. It's all the rumors are true, folks. But I have actually a really cool, so before we kind of get wind down towards the end of our show, we have an ad break and then we're gonna have some more songs for you later. But before our ad break, we got one more song. It's called Inflame the Light. And it's crazy. This is a song with four punk bands that I know all kind of combining to do one song together. Yeah.
Wow.
The bands are Head Smashed, Sum 41, Bad Religion, and Itchy. All in the
cool.
song. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's called Inflame the Light. And we're going to give you guys a listen to that right now. right here on Work and Title.
Is it me or is it you? It is all about the angle of you. That's the reason to think about. Is it day or is it night? All the time I have to wave up the fight. At least I'm on the way to figure it out. When the truth will be declined, just to give you peace of mind, we have to start a fight. Is it here or is it there? Please be honest, it is everywhere. You only have to listen to the TV. The world is burning, but we trust our lives so that we won't adjust. Let us enjoy our affinity. When the truth will be